Blog Talk Radio. Portions of this live broadcast may be pre-recorded for your listening enjoyment. Mic check. I believe another world is possible, where America can be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem. Instead of revolve them, let's try to actually solve them. And about those disenfranchised, why don't we involve them? We'll chocupy and rockupy and talkupy to multiply, for ours is not to do or die, but simply to stay occupied. I'm your host, Melissa Ballin, and you're listening to Stay Occupied on blogtalkradio.com, where we stay occupied by any creative, nonviolent means necessary. Every week, we'll be bringing you bites of curated art, music, poetry, and conscious programming. All sorts of opportunities for clicktivism, social action, and ways for you to get activated. If you're a sentient being, this podcast is for you. We open the show with spoken word from the upcoming book, Miscarriage of Justice, by yours truly, Melissa Ballin, a poetry book inspired by my experiences with Occupy and my unconstitutional persecution through trial by ordeal. This shall serve as my sworn affidavit. I refuse consent to this, so you brand me as contemptuous. I'm competent enough to pay your rent with this. I can no longer tolerate this licentiousness. Mother Trucker's ready to get bent for this. Watch this as I show you what relentless is. I'm so righteous, I'm gonna fight this so you can bite this, cause I'm a light this, and while you cite this municipal code, I'm on down the road exercising my right to travel, so you could kick gravel while you pound that fake gavel. I got me a mallet, and don't even try to corral it. It's my right to bear arms, and even some tush without any qualms. They don't call it pursuit of happiness, liberty, or your life. Coercion is coercion, even without a sharp knife. We won't yield our sovereignty, even under duress from your strife. You're out of jurisdiction, so I'm out of jurispatience with this type of jurisprudence. Let me change the cadence. I'm a slow it down for you and your buddy's thin lies of blue. It's unfortunate for you and the Crips that it's my favorite color too, but mixed with red and with white, and you can't handle that fight once we rise up and unite with all of our might. And I say this with delight, that will be a herstory no one will be able to rewrite, bitches. So we'll keep refiling those pitches from the people, the steeple, and good versus evil. I'm your host, Melissa Ballin, and you're listening to Stay Occupied, where we stay occupied by any creative, nonviolent means necessary. Occupiers shall be defined as any sentient beings currently on planet Earth wanting to express themselves via social media and social action. Please remember, free speech does not include hate speech, and the views expressed here may not reflect your own. Don't hate it to debate it and negate it. You can join us in the live chat room at Stay Occupied on blogtalkradio.com and on Instagram, Twitter at Stay Occupied. I'm Melissa Ballin on Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, and Periscope, and you're listening to us live on blogtalkradio.com/Stay Occupied. We want to give thanks to all of our live and archived listeners, including our NSA handlers, who are always listening all the time. This week's question is hashtag what can we do to hashtag welcome back Congress. Congress got back on January 6th of 2016 this year, and many of you might have a difficult time telling the difference between when Congress is actually in office or on vacation. We want to wish everyone a prosperous 2016 all year long, but we're going to do more than just wish. We're going to talk about hashtag what can we do, and we're going to ask Congress to do their part. We want to create new sustainable economies and community-sourced solutions. Now, for those of you that woke up this morning thinking that you're not a winner by Powerball standards alone, We'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that you are indeed a hashtag winner, and you are hashtag winning with the hashtag Every Breath is a Gift. We'd like to remind you to breathe. It's free, and you can remind yourself with a deep cleansing breath throughout the day, inhaling in through your nose and exhaling out through your mouth. Take a breathe break for free compliments of Balin Yoga with Rochelle Balin at youtube.com/BalinYoga. And this week, we want to share with you the 2-minute guided meditation for abundance with Rochelle Balin at Balin Yoga.
Embracing the flow of the breath, 3 deep cleansing breaths. Inhale the new, exhale the old. Know how special you are. Inhale positive energy, exhale anything that isn't. Know how powerful you are. Inhale flexibility, exhale stress and tension. Know how perfect you are.
Abundance. Focusing the flow of your breath on abundance. Abundance is the focus. Inhale, generosity open to everything coming to you effortlessly. Exhale, the gift to give of yourself and a commitment to be generous with yourself. Inhale, financial gain through your creativity and positive thoughts. Exhale, the rewards of your creative process. Inhale, the ability to manifest what you need. Exhale, through manifestation, the challenge to get what you want and be at peace with those wants. Embracing prosperity, a prosperous life, filled with golden opportunities through the flow of your breath. Embrace abundance.
With each and every breath moving you forward, open to golden opportunities, dreams becoming reality, acknowledging that you are more than enough.
Give thanks to BalinYoga.com for that complimentary breathe break. You can listen to more breathe breaks for your guided meditation needs by Rochelle Balin for free on YouTube, or purchase The Golden Answer, a guided meditation DVD at balinyoga.com. Or you could win a copy from us this week at Stay Occupied Listener Gift Bag by sharing the hashtag Every Breath is a Gift at Balin Yoga. And a special shout out and congratulations to our very first live listener and subscriber last week who won the first Stay Occupied subscriber hashtag gift bag, which included a breathe break wristband with a retail value of $24.95. You can subscribe to Stay Occupied and share our show via social media to be automatically entered to win fun solutionary gifts each week. Hashtag Stay Occupied. And get activated. Tweet alongside us under the hashtag Welcome Back Congress. Hashtag Real Talk to let us know what you think at Stay Occupied. You can click in on the issues of the week. Hashtag Air Your Grievances to Congress as a proud constituent, or express yourself anonymously. And give thanks and praises under the hashtag Stay Occupied so we can share your creative expressions live on the air. We want to give a shout out to all of our last occupiers standing. If you're on planet Earth, you're an occupier. We give thanks to the Most High so we can hashtag keep it elevated. And we want to give a shout out to our continuing inspiration and my dad in real life, Richard Balin, on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter as Antique Zumba. You can follow him for helpful tips on aging graciously, like hashtag keep it elevated, hashtag keep it lubricated, and my all-time favorite, hashtag reduce your sodium output, a.k.a. hashtag don't be salty, bro. His advice this week, hashtag when life gives you lemons, hashtag make something delicious. And in full transparency, that is my real-life dad, Richard Balin, pieing me in the face for National Lemon Meringue Pie Day when we welcomed back Congress from their last staycation in the summer. So we want to welcome back Congress with our hashtag Lemon Instagrams to Congress. And Stay Occupied launched the social action campaign Lemon Instagrams to Congress during MIGS 2012 in solidarity with the May Day general strike on May 1st as a creative way for people to air their grievances without exposing themselves to the modern dangers of participating in a peaceful protest. Whether you'd like to remain anonymous or be out and proud about your grievances, we can put them on a lemon for you and share them with Congress via Twitter, Instagram. And you can find the existing lemons that we've made over the past few years under the hashtag LemonInstagramsToCongress to continue sharing, hashtag sharing is caring, or create one of your own. So you might be wondering, what are Lemon Instagrams to Congress? And you can find out more at stayoccupied.blogspot.com. But lemon laws are American state laws that provide a remedy for purchasers of cars in order to compensate for cars that repeatedly fail to meet standards of quality and performance. These vehicles are called lemons. The federal lemon law, the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act, protects citizens of all states. In my home state of California, we have one of the best lemon laws in the nation to protect consumers. If your car's at the dealer for more than three times for the same repair issue, they must take action. So we thought, too bad we can't file a lemon law complaint against Congress, huh? There's currently no such thing for governmental bodies and programs that fail to meet standards of quality and performance. And that's the kind of thing that makes us go, over here at Stay Occupied. The closest thing we've got is our right to air our grievances, so we figure we'd better use it before we lose it. Generations young and old are using their social media applications such as Instagram and Pinterest to upload pictures of lemons with what they feel is an issue that needs attention, sending the images to members of Congress and sharing them globally in order to engage in meaningful dialogue designed to create effective change. Celebrities and activists already involved in the project, dedicated to making civic engagement fun and accessible, include the activist band The Fresh Juice Party and actress Koryanka Kilcher, who is a famous activist in her own right. She shared Energy is a Lemon. Musician Ponyboy of Los Marihuanos shared hashtag DEA is a lemon. Internet radio personality Steve Gelder thinks hashtag campaign finance reform is a lemon, and we certainly agree. And my co-director and the iconic artist Shepard Fairey shared hashtag American dream is a lemon. Members of Los Angeles Community Action Network, shout out to LA Can, shared hashtag poverty is a lemon. And members of Occupy all around the world have shared over 100 lemon Instagrams to Congress, including hashtag foreclosure is a lemon, hashtag the Fed is a lemon, hashtag world peace is a lemon, and hashtag hunger is a lemon. Whether you choose to identify yourself or be anonymous, we expect you to join us. Let your voice be heard, air your grievances, and unlike Congress, help us look for meaningful solutions for a sustainable future. So what do you think is a lemon? Hashtag education, hashtag prison industrial complex, hashtag healthcare, hashtag FDA, hashtag EPA, followed by is a lemon and the hashtag lemon Instagrams to Congress, and we'll share it via our social media platforms and retweet it to each member of Congress that we have a verified Twitter or Instagram handle for. Last year, we tweeted 2/3 of Congress at least one lemon grievance, and this year, with your help, we will squeeze those lemons into hashtag LemonAid, A-I-D, Global Community Crowdsourced Solutions for Local Community Issues. So you can look for ways that you can participate wherever you are on the virtual or in physical meetups like Stone Soup Sundays, Hemp Can Save the Planet Mondays, Remember Wednesdays, and on and on. At Stay Occupied, we believe art is a retweet, and you can hashtag that too. Hashtag art is a retweet, and here are some Instagram and Twitter feeds of artists that inspire us. Obviously, at Obey Giant and the hashtag Obey to follow Shepherd Fairey. And it's interesting to see what comes up under the hashtag disobey, because we know sometimes you have to disobey unjust laws. We also follow Saber, S-A-B-E-R-A-W-R, and the hashtag Saber1 and hashtag art is not a crime. You can follow at Celentano Art, C-E-L-E-N-T-A-N-O-A-R-T, and the hashtag Mobilis in Mobile, M-O-B-I-L-I-S-I-N-M-O-B-I-L-E. And you can check our Stay Occupied Twitter to retweet some of these shout-outs. I'm Melissa Ballin on social media, and also Art by Lady Dada, A-R-T by L-A-D-Y-D-A-D-A, and under the hashtag Stay Occupied. If you're an artist, whatever your medium is, remember the medium is the message. Let us know what's your medium and what's your social media handle, and we'll retweet and share your art and your message. For a solidarity share wherever you are, you can tweet at Melissa Ballin, at Stay Occupied, at InterOc, and we'll share your actions and social satisfaction so collectively we can raise the frequency most delectively. To give thanks and praises or wish a friend or loved one a happy birthday or anniversary, you can share your message of 130 characters or less with the hashtag Stay Occupied. And we might share your message during our live broadcast and during our social media platforms archived from here all the way to Mars. Speaking of which, we'd like to wish happy birthdays to everyone who had a birthday over the holidays. We don't see any reason why you shouldn't keep celebrating throughout January. And happy birthday to all of our Capricorns. Hashtag you are so pretty like a flower. Hashtag Mary Patton. Hashtag Darren Stein is my GBF. And hashtag happy birthday Katie Riggs. Hashtag happy birthday. Hashtag let's celebrate. And whether or not you're celebrating hashtag sober January, please hashtag celebrate responsibly. And that includes you, members of Congress. Hashtag goals and resolutions. Let's try to cut down on the number of DUIs incurred by members of Congress this year. Hashtag judicial immunity is a lemon. It's that time for a musical interlude, and this week we're bringing you a world premiere track from Hemp Hemp Hooray, the soundtrack of music from and inspired by Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes short documentary, which first premiered in August 2009 at the Sunset 5 Lemley Theaters with co-directors the late, great Jack Harer himself and yours truly, Melissa Ballin, in person for the premiere, featuring celebrities and activists reading excerpts from the eponymous best-selling hemp book. The film integrates archival footage, periodicals, and government propaganda film, Hemp for Victory, to create an educational look into the truth about hemp, its history, and its many uses. The short doc has had premieres and special screenings at the 2009 Cannabis Cup in Amsterdam, the Cultiva Fair in Vienna, Spanibus in Barcelona, Quirico, and at the Hanf Museum in Berlin during the 60th Berlinale Film Festival. And it's not April Fool's that our listeners will have a chance to win a cameo in the upcoming feature-length version scheduled to hit select theaters in August of this year. So stay tuned on Stay Occupied to find out how to be a part of the feature-length version of Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes. Give thanks, and let's give a listen to Emperor Wears No Clothes by DJ Ignite and Granddaddy Perp himself, Ken Estes. This is original new music from the soundtrack, Hemp Hemp Hooray.
My name is Jack Harer. Marijuana is also known as a plant called hemp, the number one source of paper, fiber, fuel, food on earth, as man's number one plant.
Who brings and terror. The truth like Jack Harris told me weather never clear before he left us here.
In the front lines, ready to battle for smoking rights in this sweet land of liberty, where pills are prescribed.
Cut the tree for the paper since hemp was illegalized. Won't batters, won't causing organic nutrients and sunshine.
From the seed to the root, to the vent to the bloom. Take a bite now, we're puffing to get heal all your wounds.
Clear your mind and alleviate, take a breath of fresh air.
Hemp will save the planet, Jack said it for years. They say that you live longer if you puff this year. Cannabis sativa to the indica maria.
Juanita, motita, pocololo en mi vida.
And my third eye vision bone flowing to the river.
Originality's exposed now, the world watch me hit
with this hemp education, hooraying them with the wisdom.
The ice age has been grown.
The emperor wears no clothes.
Through the redwoods rivers flow.
The emperor wears no clothes.
This is what I chose to smoke. Medicate myself some more. And now your government is exposed.
The emperor wears no clothes.
I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plant. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked. I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plant. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked.
I'ma walk around naked now and drop my clothes. Whatever it really takes, even your government exposed. Sick and tired of the life of this lovely leaf. I'm happy to meet living out my dreams. Try to wake up into myself. Is this happening to me? I'm a political activist. Rhyming MC. Luna Chilango Chicano. Rep in Mexico City. Stress disorders. Cause traumatic suicidal tendency. 7-6. New country. New language to speak. I flunked every class since then. Except English. But I bet you I could write and deliver it just like you did. Medicated off the GDP. Snaps to the Houston. To the moon through the solar system. Back to the earthlings. Connected to my aliens. The Aztec ruins. Estaba planeta con la hierba buena side of my sister, but they get in my family telling me I'm a dude. I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked. I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked.
Ask Henry, he'll tell you. Hemp saves lives, apothecary, and holistically, we all could shine. June 18th to summer 1939. Jack came onto Earth 2 years after the plant was legalized. Jack grew up in Poses, just like two eagle-eyed. Took hits like Kenny and Eddie, criminalized. The sergeants in the battle on this war on drugs, gathering of my troops. Took time in my boots. Dead as Ian, Brownie, Mary, all a part of these roots. You can't kill it like the breeze and the crack of the concrete. Can you feel it like the rhythm Kenny Franklin brings? Ken Moses in a rumble to a bicycle kick. A pair of leeches score a goal on that ass, say that some shit. Can't hold a good man down when he persists. I insist it's a must that I share God's gift. Rest in peace, April 15, 2010.
I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked. I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked.
The ice age has been grown.
The emperor wears no clothes.
Through the redwoods rivers flow.
The emperor wears no clothes.
This is what I chose to smoke. Medicate myself some more.
And now your government is exposed.
The emperor wears no clothes.
I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked.
I'm a warrior in battle, been trained to fight back. Will serve and protect, medicate with my plan. With roots like a seed when it first germinates. No clothes on my back, the emperor's naked.
Yeah. Early in the morning, man. Sipping that white chocolate mocha. Puffing that J27. I think it's taking me to heaven. Yeah, free Eddie left. We're all warriors. Kenny Estes. We're all warriors.
Huh. You just heard The Hemperor Wears No Clothes, original music by DJ Ignite and Granddaddy Perp Ken Estes for Hemp Hemp Hooray Volume 1, the soundtrack of music from and inspired by Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes. Jack Harer sadly will not be able to rest in peace until hemp is re-legalized and everyone currently serving time for nonviolent cannabis violations are freed and records expunged. He wanted you to know all the incredible uses of cannabis hemp, slang name marijuana, and the real reasons behind its prohibition. You can read his book for free at jackharer.com and share his message at Jack Harer Hemp on Twitter and Instagram. One of Jack Harer's last wishes was to see the California Cannabis Hemp Initiative get on the ballot, and you can make that dream a reality by showing your support at cchi2016.org and through all social media. Hashtag phytoremediate Fukushima. 2016 is an election year. Please remember to register to vote and demand effective action for change, for a change. In some states like Maine, you can register all the way up to the election polls, and in others, you must be registered up to 30 days in advance. So be sure to check your state's registration deadlines. And we encourage our listeners to look into how many variegated economies cannabis hemp could serve to bolster throughout our nation. Jack Harer's Emperor Wears No Clothes lets you know all the ways that cannabis hemp can save the planet, and we'll be sharing songs and audio clips and breaking news from Hemp Can Save the Planet every week here at Stay Occupied on blogtalkradio.com. So tweet us at Stay Occupied to share your favorite ways that hemp can save the planet and your favorite excerpts from Emperor Wears No Clothes. You can tell we're in the flight path, and even those jet planes could be flying on cannabis hemp. Check out the upcoming Kickstarter of the first hemp plane. And stay tuned on Stay Occupied. In the recent 2016 State of the Union address, President Obama announced his dedication to find the cure for cancer, appointing Joe Biden to mission control for this hashtag moonshot. We just want to remind them both there were studies proving that cannabis can cure cancer as early as 1975. And in 2016, it is unconscionable not to be conducting life-saving clinical trials on this very topic. The excuse often used for the lack of these much-needed studies and trials is the current scheduling of cannabis as a Schedule I drug. Classifying cannabis as more dangerous or as dangerous as heroin and meth and more dangerous than cocaine, which we know to be empirically false. It is beyond time to hashtag deschedule cannabis today. And if you agree, you can sign the change.org petition to deschedule cannabis at change.org/p/prohibition-is-over. Tweet Congress, President Obama at POTUS, and VP Joe Biden at VP the message that hashtag prohibition is a lemon, hashtag cannabis can cure cancer, hashtag deschedule cannabis today for hashtag moonshot. And our retweet of the week is hashtag California crab season, hashtag already over at Dana Beale Speaks, hashtag phytoremediate Fukushima at Jack Harer Hemp. We believe art is a retweet, and we are proud to be part of the phytoremediate Fukushima clicktivism campaign worldwide to raise awareness to this hashtag red alert, hashtag environmental emergency. I'm Melissa Ballin. You're listening to Stay Occupied, reminding you that the life you save may be your own. Be prepared, and stay occupied. You're listening to Stay Occupied, and on a positive note, it's good. Gratitude can help shift one's attitude to a higher platitude, elevating mood to a state of gratitude. Stay occupied by any creative, nonviolent, necessary means. Peace.